For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Chris Mitchell. The Missouri General Assembly's special session on violent crime is on hold after House Republicans decided to change its legislative strategy. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has reaction from a St. Louis Democrat about what may happen next.
The Senate passed a multifaceted bill that would alter when juveniles can be certified as adults and at least temporarily remove St. Louis's residency requirement for police. But the House announced this week they're going to consider each part of the Senate bill individually. State Representative Lakeisha Bosley says it's a good thing that the House slowed the process down, especially since some special session ideas stoked concern from both parties.
No matter how conservative or not, they will definitely go to a place where they say, you know what, this is just too much.
The legislature could also consider allowing the Attorney General to intervene in St. Louis homicide cases, which Governor Mike Parsons supports, but the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys strongly oppose. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri prosecutors oppose Republican Governor Mike Parsons' proposal to give the Attorney General the power to prosecute St. Louis homicides. The Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys yesterday came out against the idea. They say it should be left to local voters to pick who prosecutes crime in their cities. Parson this week asked lawmakers to give the Attorney General authority to handle St. Louis homicides. He says the goal is to curb a surge in violent crime. But the move was widely seen as a rebuke of Democratic St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. As students began to move into MU residence halls and apartments yesterday, residential assistants, or RAs, expressed concern about their own health and safety, citing university policies and duties they believe would put them at more risk of exposure to COVID-19. In private meetings with Department of Residential Life supervisors and interviews with the Columbia Missourian, RAs criticized what they viewed as expanded duties, including leading campus activities and tours with groups of students that needlessly put them and others at risk to begin the fall semester. The residential assistants were to meet with Director of Residential Life Tyler Page and medical experts last night, MU Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs Bill Stackman told reporters yesterday. Page said he hopes to hear specific concerns from RAs and plans to clarify the steps MU is taking to keep them safe. St. Louis officials are tightening restrictions on bars, restaurants, and other businesses that serve liquor as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the city. Mayor Lyda Crewson announced yesterday that capacity limits for those businesses will be reduced from 75% to 50% beginning today. Bars and restaurants will also have an 11 p.m. curfew. Crewson said the tougher restrictions come as positive cases increase in people in their 20s and 30s, and with thousands of students returning to college campuses for the fall semester. Health officials said today the state has confirmed 1,595 more cases, bringing the total to 62,530. I'm Chris Mitchell, KBIA News, Columbia.